This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to the magnificent book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 21, where we left off last time. Mark chapter 5, verse 21. Because I love you, I invite everybody in the world to come here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. We're live on the air. I'm teaching another book of the Bible. When we go off the air, I pray for everyone who comes by name, one by one, as the Holy Spirit leads according to his beautiful gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And then we pray fervently for America. Come each Wednesday, 6 p.m. Be blessed and be a blessing. Also, because I love you, I invite everybody in the world to come here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Sundays, 5 p.m. for the live radio, internet, SoundCloud, Facebook, Truth Social taping. I'm in Century, Florida. I'm right beside Scott Mercer's The Produce Place. The Produce Place is at the corner of Wickham Road and Panita Causeway. I'm right there. You'll see a little sign with an arrow, Sherry, S-H-A-R-I, Medlock, Trumpet of Truth, 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida, 32940. Now the curtain comes up on Mark chapter 5, verse 21. From God's heart to my heart to your heart. 12 tribes be healed and come alive.
Amen.
12 tribes be healed and come alive. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Israel had 12 sons, the heads of the 12 tribes of Israel, as numerous as the sands of the sea and the stars of the sky. Jesus, our Messiah, came through that lineage, through the Virgin Mary. He came through the tribe of Judah, my mother's father, Eli. Jesus, our King, and he came through Mary's mother of Levi, the priest. Jesus is priest. Jesus is king, and Jesus is priest. At first, Jesus only came to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And he came because we were all dead in trespasses and sin. He came to pay our sin debt and make us come alive. But then Jesus opened the gospel, salvation, to the Gentiles. A Gentile is anyone who is not the biological seed of Abraham. But now, whosoever will may come. And if you are saved, you can call Abraham your father, and you can call God Abba, Daddy, and now you're a member of the family of God, and you are the 12 tribes. 12 in biblical numerics is spiritual governmental authority. Spiritual governmental authority. 12 tribes, be healed and come alive.
Verse 21. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side.
Now he had gone over the river to one side to cast out 6,000 demons out of a man. Mission accomplished. Now he's going back.
Much people gathered with him.
They wanted those miracles.
And he was nigh unto the sea. Verse 22. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name.
Jairus' name means one whom God has enlightened. Jesus is a light, so obviously believed in Jairus. He was a ruler of the synagogue.
When he saw him, he fell at his feet.
worshipped him.
23. And besought him greatly, saying,
begged him,
my little daughter lieth at the point of death.
Now we're going to find the little girl is 12 years old, and 12, the number of spiritual governmental authority. Now, while the 12 tribes, Jesus came to save the lost sheep, he came to make alive, the little girl, 12 years old, represents the Church of Jesus Christ alive on planet Earth right now, lying down on the job, almost ready to die, lukewarm, no power, no passion, Revelation 3. And Jesus says, you've left your first love, get back your first love, Jesus, repent, lest I just take out your candlestick, unless you die. The church needs to come alive too.
I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live.
What faith? Faith is an act. He walked all that way, and he said, if you'll come touch my little girl, she'll be healed. Now, most fathers would have stayed at the deathbed because they wanted to be there for that last breath. No, faith is an act.
Verse 24, and Jesus went with him.
Of course I will. Jesus wants his church not only to get up out of bed and do some good, but he wants you to be alive and take charge of this world. The Church of Jesus Christ, the real church, is the only one with the answers. We have the solution. I cry it out over and over and over again. Church, when will you respond?
Amen.
Amen.
When will you come alive and do what you're supposed to do?
Which people followed him.
Much people.
And thronged him.
Now, Jairus is going to notice that the crowd's going to slow Jesus down. The devil will tempt Jairus to believe that because of the delay, it'll be too late. What you want to know is delay does not mean denial.
Verse 25. And a certain woman who had an issue of blood 12 years.
A second witness of the church, weak, anemic, lying down on the job, not showing this world what the answer to America and communism, Marxism, fascism is, lying down on the job, bleeding out, anemic, ready to die. Okay, here she comes.
Verse 26, had suffered many things of many physicians.
She went to doctors, one more pill, one more operation, one more procedure, one more dollar,
spent all that she had,
one more thousand for this, thousand for that,
and was nothing better, but rather grew worse.
Our own precious Laura over here and I have a mutual friend. He came to my school in Cocoa, a wonderful man of God. We loved him very much, but he was always having operations. He was perpetually taking pills, and he went to doctors all the time. Now, he couldn't work. He was handicapped, but he loved the Lord. His wife didn't work. Once in a while, I paid a little money to do something for me, but she took care of him. So one day I said to her, with all these operations, every part of his body been operated on, how in the world do you afford that? She said, well, we get government assistance, but she said his mother, before she passed, bought him an insurance policy that covers every single thing. Boy, the goose that laid the golden egg. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again with no positive results. You just keep on going around and around and around, no positive results. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16, there was a king of Judah called Asa. Now, Judah means praise. And if you're the king of Judah, you're the king line. You would have known then that Jesus the king was coming through that tribe. When you praise the Lord, you get his presence. When you get his presence, you get his joy. When you get his joy, you get his strength. In his presence, fullness of joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. But Asa, king of Judah, got diseased in his feet. Instead of praising the Lord to get the presence, to get the joy, to get the strength, instead of asking Yahweh Rapha, the Lord, to heal him, he went to physicians. God got so upset, he said, Asa, I am the Lord who healeth thee. I am Yahweh Rapha. You have bypassed me, and you've gone to a physician. You shall die. Jesus said, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. Most every Christian, although you love Jesus, and some of you go to church, some of you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, some of you win souls, you're good people, but you live your life just like everybody else. When you get sick, you go to the doctor. You say, but Sherry, everybody does. Well, you're not everybody. We're in the world, we're not of the world. Over 2,000 years ago, our Lord Jesus Christ took 39 stripes on his back. They pulled his flesh out. Isaiah 53:5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with his stripes we were healed.
Amen.
When the doctor, those of you who go to doctors, give you a pill, the doctor says, take this pill, and when it gets in your system, you'll be healed. So most of you take the pill so you get healed. You obey the doctor's instruction. But some people don't. You won't take the pill. You put it on a shelf and you don't get well. Some of you put the pill in your mouth, but you spit it out. I've prayed for hundreds of thousands of people. Many, many people have been healed. I myself am alive, totally healed of cancer and many other things by the stripes, not by doctors. And I'm sitting here in my right mind, strong and healthy, just alive from a death attack about 7 months ago from a demonic person who came in here. And the reason is I take the pill. I swallow the stripes. I found when I pray for people to be healed, I love them. They want to be healed. I have compassion on them. Some of them never heard that with Jesus' stripes they're healed. Oh, I didn't know that. So I pray for them. They say, with Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. But, you know, it just kind of, they didn't swallow it. They don't get healed. Others just spit it out right then and there. But some swallow it and they get well. When the doctor gives you a prescription, take the medicine. The stripes are your spiritual Rx.
Yep. Amen. Amen.
Verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus.
But she had heard of Jesus. Now, what had she heard? Why is she there? She had heard that Jesus had taken the vow of the Nazarene. Remember, we say Jesus of Nazareth. That means he was a rabbi, master, teacher, a priest. And he wore a priest's garment. It was called in Hebrew, talid. It was a prayer shawl. It had tassels and it had a hem. In the hem of the talid, they would engrave the word of God. She had heard Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. She had heard of Proverbs 4:22, the word is life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. She heard that Jesus was the Word made flesh. So she presses toward him.
Came in the press behind.
Now, she's so anemic, she's been bleeding out. When you lose a lot of blood, that death demon that attacked me, for a long time I was bleeding every day. It's finally stopped. I'm well. Amen. But she will die. You get so anemic you can't walk. So she's having to crawl. They're pressing around her, stepping on her. But perseverance wins.
Amen.
Yeah. And touched his garment.
She touched his garment. Another gospel says she touched the hem of his garment. The word sown in there. He sent his word and healed them. The word is life to those that find them and health to all their flesh.
Verse 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I will be whole.
Another gospel says, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. Now that's faith. That's faith in action. Now some of you touch the word, healing word, when someone like me prays for you. Some people have never heard it before. Maybe you touch it just enough to get healed, but then you go home and you don't touch the healing word anymore. You touch the doctor's report. You got to stay in touch with the word. You'll get it.
Verse 29, and straightway,
immediately,
the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed.
The bleeding stopped. 2,000 years ago, Jesus bled out for all of us. The life's in the blood.
Yeah. That plague. Verse 30, and Jesus immediately, knowing within himself that virtue had gone out of him.
In Matthew 3, Jesus had the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire. When you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire, when you pray for someone to be healed, or a demon cast out, or raised from the dead, or all kind of things, you feel that spirit which is in you come up out of your belly, through your arms like a conduit, through your hands like a faucet, and you feel it go to them. Now, they don't always receive it. If they don't receive it, it'll come back. If they receive it, they'll get raised from the dead, delivered of demons, or healed. So Jesus says, virtue's gone out of me. He knew that. If you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, when you pray for someone, you must have the anointing, and you'll feel it released. You'll say, whew, I feel the Holy Spirit.
Turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes?
Who touched me?
Verse 31, as disciples say unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?
Now the disciples loved Jesus. They believed he was the Messiah, but they had not yet received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire. That would come after he went back to heaven at Pentecost in Acts 2. So they're saying, Lord, everybody's touching everybody. There's so many people here. They thought, Jesus, we believe you're a little bit touched. A little bit touched.
Verse 32, they looked round about to see her that had done this thing.
He totally ignored them. When you're on a mission for God, the Holy Spirit's driving you, ignore anyone who does not believe. Ignore the naysayers. Go on with your mission. Go in the power of the Lord.
Amen.
But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came down and fell before him and told him all the truth.
She told him how they pinched and cut and hurt her and took all of her money and nothing was happening. But she told him, I heard that you have the priest robe, the word, you're the word. I heard that you sent your word and healed them. I heard that your word is life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. So I touched your word and I'm healed.
Verse 34, and he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole.
We can only imagine the love in his eyes, the smile in his face. That woman saw it. She'll never forget it.
Go in peace.
No more pain.
And be whole of thy plague.
Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. He set his word and healed you.
Amen. Verse 35. While he yet spake, I came from the ruler of the synagogue's house.
Now Jairus has some people coming from his house, and they're going to say something to him. This is people who live in your house. Keep that in mind. People who live in your house.
Certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?
It's too late, Jairus. She's dead. The devil will say, there's such a delay, it's never going to happen. The devil will say, it's too late. The people in your own home will say, it's too late. Why don't you shut up about that? It's never going to happen. Amen. They love the Lord, they love you, but they think you're a fool. It's never too late for God.
Amen.
Verse 36. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe.
Jesus knows that fear is a demon. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God has not given us a spirit, a demon of fear. You fight fear with faith. You resist the devil, you resist the demon, and he'll flee from you. You can't let fear even enter in, no matter what your situation is, no matter what the doctor said.
Verse 37, and he suffered no man to follow him, saving Peter, James, and John, the brother of James.
Now, remember there were 9 other disciples there with him too, a lot of multitude. He breaks it down. He's got the inner circle, Peter, James, and John. He's getting close to the house. When you're about to do an exploit, as Daniel says, in the name of Jesus for God's glory, by his power, get everybody out of your atmosphere who does not believe. Even get those just like to watch the show. They don't do any good. Get them out. They're lukewarm. Get out. Get out. Because Jesus says, where two or more agree is touching anything they ask on earth, it shall be done. You've got to have the prayer of agreement. Even if there's somebody in your house that they don't believe, get rid of them. I love you, but you can't be here now.
Hallelujah.
Verse 38. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue.
Okay, they're in there now.
And seeth a tumult.
Oh, Lord, all kind of commotion going on.
And them that wept and wailed greatly.
Now, in Bible times, to show respect for the one who had just passed and for their family, they would have professional mourners, and they would put ashes on their head, and they would pray and cry and weep. It was a sign of respect.
Verse 39. When he was coming, he said unto them, why make you this ado?
Shakespeare must have read this, because Shakespeare said, much ado about nothing.
And weep.
Why are you weeping?
The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth.
Now, Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. He is Elohim. Jesus created everything by the word of his power. So he's defeating death, whose name is a devil. He's speaking life, and that life word will go in to the little girl's room there and into the atmosphere. See, some of you, when the doctor says it's too late, you agree with that. Who believes that report? Whose report would you believe? Asa believed the doctor's report and died. What do you believe God's report?
Verse 40. And they laughed him to scorn.
They scorn the word of God. Many people I pray for, once in a while you pray for someone and you tell them about the stripes and they say, who am I kidding? The doctor said I'm not going to make it. Wow, scorning the word of God.
Out. But he had put them all out.
Thank God, put them out. This is not a time to be polite. I can tell you something. I pray for people. I hold healing services in here. Especially last summer when I was doing that, the place would be packed because everybody wants to be healed. But I can always feel if there's one person in the room doesn't believe. Thank God on Wednesday night, we've right now got it honed down to one unity of believers, and miracles are happening. Amen. But anytime you got a crowd, you usually got a rotten apple in the barrel, and that one spoils the barrel. Get all the doubters out when you're in a life and death crisis. Amen. Not one person in that room can disbelieve. If you haven't got anybody else, just do it yourself with God. That's what I have to do most of the time.
Take it the father and the mother of the damn soul.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. J. Iris, they believe. Now we got five, Peter, James, and John, Mr. and Mrs. J. Iris. Five is a number of grace, love, unmerited favor. We're saved by grace. Amen. But there's a sixth person there lying on the bed. Her spirit has just left her body, and she is about death. Six is a number of depraved mankind. Six is a number of death, the devil, the Antichrist, 666. Lordy, we got five, but then we got six. We got the fifth trumpet, we got the sixth trumpet, but now we got seven, Jesus, amen, the perfect number. Amen. And Jesus is a life giver. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lain. Verse 41. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumai.
Now Jesus' native language is Hebrew, but he speaks Aramaic. This is Syriac. Why is that? The little girl and her family were Syriac, Aramaic, Chaldean. And so when you are speaking to someone about God, find their language. I'm not talking about their language. Find out where they're coming from. When God wants to get your attention, he knows your language. He knows Scott uses a cell phone 24/7 to do his work. When he tells Scott something, he'll pop up something on the cell phone. Pop it up again. Scott says, I got you, okay. Sometimes he'll say it through a person like me, through a telephone, through a commercial. So, in other words, you got to speak the little girl's language. When you're going to bring somebody from the dead, you better speak their language.
It is being interpreted. Damsel, I say unto thee, arise.
Come alive.
Verse 42.
Now, see, she also represents the Gentiles who are not the seed of Abraham, and he came to seek and save those which are lost. They're grafted in now and can be healed and can come alive.
And straightway, the damsel arose.
She gets up now. Her spirit was about to go on one of those sides of paradise. Luke 16, she hops back in her body. She heard the word of the Lord. Amen. We call forth those things which are not as though they were.
Amen.
I walked.
She walked. Church, you need to stay in touch with the word. Amen. You're not applying the word in your daily life, your work, your body, your money, your attitudes, your government. When you do, you would come up out of your sick bed, church. You would stop lying down on the job, and you'll walk about this planet in the power of the word of God.
Amen,
and the word of God, the church would be triumphant, and we would show America what to do to get back to God. I cry out that word all the time. Amen. 2 Chronicles 7:14. But you've got to do it too.
Amen.
For she was of the age of 12 years.
There's a 12. Spiritual governmental authority. God put the church in authority. What are you doing lying down, sleeping on the job? What are you doing so weak and grumbling? Why aren't you triumphant? Why aren't you telling the world what to do with Jesus' name?
And they were astonished with a great astonishment.
Well,
verse 43. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, commanded that something should be given her to eat.
The Gospel of Luke chapter 8 says, give her some meat to eat. Babies lie down on beds and sleep because they drink milk. You've been a baby church long enough, church, with the end of the age. We've got a job to do. You need the meat of the word, the mystery of God. I need to have the power of the Holy Spirit. Get up and walk. Stop being defeated. Stop being hopeless. Stop this down business. Amen. You're the head, you're not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You have the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
It's time, church, that we got together, unity of faith, and we show the world what to do about communism, Marxism, fascism,
Amen.
About the devil. How to win.
Amen.
Amen.
12 tribes, be healed and come alive. I pray you are blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Let me introduce to you the very alive owner of the Produce Place, Scott Merson. David left his stuff in the cart. Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now it is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Romans 13:11.
Absolutely perfect. Amen. You led by the Holy Spirit. We did not collude. Great, Scott. Before I pray for healing, anyone in this place or in cyberspace not saved, pray this prayer with me now and mean it with all your heart. And let's get you saved right now. We're the end of the age. It's nearer than you think. Here we go. Almighty God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner.
Almighty God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
I change my mind.
I change my mind.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart and save my soul.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart and save my soul.
Forgive all of my sins.
Forgive all of my sins.
Wash them all away with your precious blood.
Wash them all away with your precious blood.
Baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Lead me every moment by the Holy Spirit.
Lead me every moment by the Holy Spirit.
Guide me into all truth.
Guide me into all truth.
Make me usable to win many souls to Jesus.
Make me usable to win many souls to Jesus.
Tell me where to go to church every time the door opens.
Tell me where to go to church every time the door opens.
So I can do my part.
So I can do my part.
I confess with my mouth before the whole wide world.
I confess with my mouth before the whole wide world.
That Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Amen.
That Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Now for those of you in cyberspace who prayed that prayer, you'll want to tell two or three people. Confession is made to salvation, Romans 10. I invite you to tell me. In a little while, Scott, my announcer, will give you my telephone number. That's my voicemail. Call that number. Leave your message on it. When I get it, I'll pray for you. I welcome to the family of God. Now, every new Christian, get yourself a Bible, Old Testament and New. And I suggest the King James Version is the only one that you can trace almost every word back to the original Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic, Syriac, and Chaldee, which Holy Spirit wrote it. Read that Bible every day. Don't let one day go by without reading it. Don't just read a little verse here. Sit there. Just find your time to write. That's God's Word. Let Him talk to you. Get that Word inside of you so it'll guide you and teach you. Now, don't get up until you receive the Holy Spirit, baptism of fire and Holy Spirit, because that's the only way that you can lead a successful Christian life. Find a place in your home. Call it your prayer place. to commune with God. Have your Bible with you, because he likes for you to remind him of his God, of his word. Now you pray, Father, in Jesus' name. No cats, no dogs, no cell phones, no radio, no television, no food, no people. You and God. Don't do all the talking. Let him talk. And then find a church and go every time the door opens. You need to go midweek, because that is where the prayer power falls on you and where you learn how to pray in the Spirit like you should, so you do some good. And it's the most unselfish act you can do. Find a church that teaches God's word, book, chapter, verse, and line. Why? Paul says to. He said, read this epistle in the church. The Bible is epistle, a letter, a love letter. Isaiah 28 says line by line. Make sure the shepherd there has the baptism of the Holy Spirit and operates in those gifts. Go there faithfully. Don't just watch the show. Please don't be lukewarm. Get active. Invite people in. Pray. Fast. Bring people in. Find out what you can do. Do something. Get up and do something. Make it better. Make it bigger. Amen. And pray. And do your part. And you should be fed there. The word of God, where you get fed the word of God, is a command to return your tithe and offering, where you get fed the word of God. And only then can God bless you and take care of your finances. God bless you and welcome to the family of God. Now for healing, you've already heard it. He sent his word and healed you. He delivers you from your destruction. The Son of Righteous arise with healing in his wings, laser beam surgery. He restores health and cure to you. He heals you of your wounds. You run, you're not weary. You walk, you do not faint. He adds years to your life. Your latter ends greater than the former. You bear more fruit in old age than before. Your natural force is not abated. With Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Pick up your bed now. And walk. Don't crawl anymore. Walk. And we all say, I agree
in Jesus' name.
The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your second best friend in the whole wide world, Sherry Medlock. But your best friend is the Lord Jesus Christ. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And, oh, church, be healed and come alive. No greater loveth this than a man lay down his life for his friend. He bled out for you because he loves you. I love you, too. Everybody in here, everybody in the world, I feel your spirits. I love you all. I'm looking forward to next time when you and I get together all over the world, in America and in here, to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the Trumpet of Truth.
You are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew. within. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. And renew a light spirit within me. And come. Take not the whole. salvation. He is our champion. Oh, there is power, so much power in his blood. He holds the keys to freedom. He trampled death and grave. The demons trembled when he rolled the stone away. The Lord is our salvation. He is our champion.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Who am I that the highest king would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free, who is free.
Thank you.
You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
If you are looking for the meaning of life,